keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Here, I'm going to read you the statute so you understand it. John, did you say John brought me this? All right, John and Portage sent this along. He got it down succinctly. Michigan Election Law Excerpt, Act 116 of the year 1954. 168.862, fraud or mistaken canvass or returns of votes recount petition by candidate. Section 862, a candidate for office who believes he or she is aggrieved on account of fraud or mistake in the canvass or returns of the votes by the election inspectors may petition for a recount of the votes cast for that office in any precinct or precincts as provided in this chapter. May petition for. And I guess my question that it must come down to the State Board of Canvassers that could say, no. I mean, somebody has to be able to say, no, you're not aggrieved. You cannot demonstrate that there was any fraud or mistake or anything. The only mistake we've made here is allowing Jill Stein to be on the ballot at all. I mean, seriously. I find this completely outrageous. How in the world can we allow for a third-party candidate that got less than 1% of the vote to dictate to the state of Michigan, to nearly 11 million people, one person who got less than 1% of the vote can dictate to 11 million people that you have to do a recount, and what's more, I'll only pay for about 15% of it. You have to pay the rest. Are you kidding me? And Ronna Romney, she's right that the state legislature didn't foresee this happening, but they see it now. And we damned well better see some legislation coming forth and soon so this doesn't happen again. Because if we don't, this will be the new normal. Third-party candidates and other clowns will come along and say, well, we're going to do a recount to amuse ourselves and raise money. Jill Stein was originally going to raise $3 million. Then it was $5 million. Then it was $7 million. Now it's $9.5 million she's asking for. And people are giving her the money. Now, for those people, I have no sympathy for you. If you're giving money to Jill Stein, a failed third-party candidate for the Green Party, a failed political party to begin with, that had a brief rise in the 1970s and 80s in Europe and has since been pretty much extirpated. We have no sympathy for you. If you want to squander your money, that's fine. Squander your money, give it to Jill Stein. I don't care. But do not make me and the other taxpayers of Michigan squander our money because of your little childish temper tantrum, because you're a petulant child. Don't come back to us with some, you know, idea, well, there might have been a mistake somewhere. Yeah, there might have been. But it wouldn't change the election now, would it? And people like Barb Byram in Ingham County wouldn't be, you know, wringing their hands trying to figure out where they're going to come up with an extra $40,000, $45,000, or $50,000 to cover the cost in the short run. I mean, where exactly is that money going to come from? Emergency appropriations from the state of Michigan? What about counties that don't have the money to hire enough workers to do it? Is that possible? Of course it is. And we sit here and we allow this to go forward. I am demanding that Republicans in the state of Michigan do something now. You have control of the state house and the state senate, and Governor Snyder should certainly sign a bill that would require any third party shenanigans like this, any circus act like this, to be paid for by the circus performers. And not for those of us that are an unwilling audience. We're trapped here. We can't leave. It's like we have to go watch the circus. We have to pay the price of admission, and we're not allowed to get out of it. And that's wrong. So I'm demanding of my representatives that you do something about it. This is what you're elected to do. I will grant you, you didn't foresee this. Okay. But you see it now. Crystal clear. That there's a straw purchase going on. Jill Stein is the straw purchaser in buying a recount for her buddy Hillary Clinton. Democrats are embarrassed. Republicans are incensed. Common sense people are outraged. And Michigan is picking up the tab. All of these things are wrong. All of these things are wrong on every level. And I'm telling you, we're not going to take it. We're not. It creates more divisiveness, more problems, more infighting. Creates a bigger chasm between people. The history and the tradition of America is to come together following an election. We did that after Barack Obama was elected and George W. Bush. And Donald Trump should be no different. Whether you like the man or dislike the man, he is going to be the president of the United States. And let me borrow some phrases from my friends on the left. You must respect the office of the president. You must respect the fact that Barack Obama is president. Okay. Now it's your turn. You berated us with those words for 8 years. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to speak up, Democrats, and say, Jill Stein, stop. Hillary Clinton, stop this. This is an embarrassment to yourself, to your party, and to those that voted for you. It's time to come together. It's time for leadership from the left to say, you know what? This isn't right. And I demand of Michigan Democrats to step up and say, this isn't right. In fact, I would ask for bipartisan legislation to make sure that Michigan never gets the bill for some circus act recount in an uncontested election. Fair enough? It's the Steve Gerber Show.